Welcome to World Ocean Radio.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. With the conclusion of COP28, the meeting of the parties to advance the international response to changing climate, amidst all the celebration, spin, justification, and disappointment, there's a strange sense of paradox at work. The need to shape a success from what might be called a failure. The compulsion to put the best face forward on a meeting that, hosted and attended by thousands of representatives of the energy companies and associated corporations, called for phase down or phase out of our use of fossil fuels, an equivocation characterized by some as a victory and by others as worse than just a defeat. Many of the attendees, mostly the corporate types and their leaders, adjourned to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where all sanctimonious nuance was put aside for an overt affirmation of the status quo and the ascendancy of capital and consumption, no matter how you try to call it something else. Much of the press coverage of both events had much to do with celebrity, sumptuous spreads, inventive cocktails, and the hobnobbing. Many millions of dollars were pledged to solutions, many best intentions declared, all in the context of the embarrassing underperformance of such funds and the same funders the last time around. The focus seemed entirely on carbon emissions and associated response, wind turbines, solar farms, alternative technologies, carbon captures, offsets, and markets, all the same elements of a global conversation that has echoed and reverberated as a responsible, effective, adequate response to the climate challenge, uncomfortably more evident as storm, flood, and fire engulf inland and coastal communities worldwide. There's a group of ornery, outspoken ecologists, scientists, and economists who advocate a broader look, measuring the carrying capacity of the Earth and all its ecological systems within planetary boundaries beyond just climate change, to include biospheric integrity, land system change, freshwater change, biogeochemical flows, ocean acidification, aerosol loading, stratospheric ozone depletion, and novel entities such as microplastic, endocrine disruptors, and organic pollutants. It is just so much more complicated, so much worse, so much more urgently real that we are approaching the limits of Earth's ecological capacity to support us, depleting resources with no comparable regeneration, approaching what in examples of other species under such duress has resulted in collapse. Even the best and the brightest in Dubai and Davos can't or won't wrap their brains around the threat of deficit consumption of natural asset value as a path to global bankruptcy without redress. This is as hard to write as it is hard to hear. Anger does not suffice. Denial seems no better way. Every time I get to this place, I think of my three grandsons, 1 to 7 years of age, and completely unaware of any of this doom speak and future fear. Each of us chooses a way forward, and around us and around the world, there are hundreds, indeed millions, who are resolved to do something to address the prospect and change it. I think of Greta Thunberg, who for 5 years has stood against the energy complex and for alternative innovation and environmental justice, against a torrent of abuse, arrest, and social media ridicule for speaking out for all of us and our future. But more and more, she is not alone. Witness the constant meeting and messaging of a climate response in our communities, our state, even in our nation. There are more and more organizations and individuals committed to speaking out, challenging the old values, structures, and behaviors that perpetuate the problem. The question may be no more, what will it take, but rather, will it be enough? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 700 episodes of World Ocean Radio is searchable by theme.